Yankee Candle has got it popping off. They've got some apple and pine needle. Is one.
That smells great.
That sounds delightful.
So I've dropped about 10 large on one that's just called buttholes. Some people just can't get enough of that funky stuff.
This isn't funky and funky is a terrible word. There are now at Yankee Candle, they now have scents for men. And like
pumpkin pie is not a scent for, like, they're all scents for men.
No, I'm talking about shit. There is a smell, like, for example, of
fresh pussy.
Like the smell of freshly cut wood, the smell of carpentry, basically, is a smell you can
That's
get at Yankee Candle.
Disgusting.
I want to know how you play that off to your bros when they're like, "Hey, bro, have you been cutting?
Building a cabinet?
Are you building something with your own hands?" Like, well, almost. I lit a candle that smelled like I did. Are we good? Am I good right now? Am I good?
I'm sorry, Yankee Candle. I usually like you, but I do not live in a world in which I light a pumpkin spice candle and some bros walk in the room and say, "Oh, are you burning a candle like a lady?"
Or,
like, I've never heard that before.
You light a cut wood candle and your girlfriend comes home and is like, "What the fuck is this shit? I hate this smell."
Oh, it's like poison.
There is an actual, no bullshit, Yankee Candle that is called, and I kid you not, Mantown. That is a candle. You could go to Yankee Candle and say, "I tell you where I want this scent to transport me to. Mantown."
Which is also the follow-up hit to the Weather Girls, It's Rated Men.
Mm-hmm.
About this fragrance, escape to the man cave with masculine blend of spices, woods, and musk.
Oh my God.
Is there a word worse than musk?
That's been the problem with men exclusive rooms all these years, and that they haven't smelled enough like dudes. Nope. Wait a minute. I got that completely backwards. No one ever walks into your quote-unquote man cave. First off, gross. Second, no one ever walks into your man cave and says, "Man, I tell you what it could smell more like in here right now. Dude."
Or better yet, I fucking love this smell, but it's so hard to get bros together, drink beer, eat corn nuts, and watch football all the time. Just I wish I could wake up to this scent.
I just wish that there was some way that I could just take myself to Mantown.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, Philippe, it really, really smells like you've had a bunch of dudes in here hanging out and broing. Yeah, it smells like that, doesn't it? It's pretty much just been me and my candles.
We had a pretty heavy bro sesh last week, and the musk is still hanging in the. It's in the wallpaper. That stank ain't never coming out.
Well, now it won't, because I just don't know what. If you light
a
candle.
What market?
Yeah, what's the market? If I light a candle, the use is almost always to get rid of a smell that a man created.
Oh.
Like, it is almost always from, like, Greg, you left your fish out again.
Guys, I know what the market is.
Tell me.
Army wives.
Oh, no. How could this be? How could this happen? 130 episodes without picking on America's most deserving demographic, army wives. They've had it easy for too long. Here comes my brother and me to knock that proverbial.
Clomp, clomp, clomp. Clomp. We're going to bully you.
Here we are.
Can we end the show? Wives. I feel terrible.
Yeah, that was the end. Yeah, I think that's the end of the show. Absolutely. I don't really know if we've really given it to Army Wives enough. But
I think we cracked open the door and it was enough.
They're getting, listen, Army Wives, you're on notice.
We don't have any good goose for you this week, but next week, oh boy.
You're getting off easy right now, but
you're finally going to get yours next week.